Julia Tausch, which will include, coming up, Double Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, presented by Cousin Subs. We believe in better. Homer was bumped from today's program by Mike Greenberg, and it's my understanding that he will not be joining us this week now because nothing else fits in his schedule. Is that accurate?
That is what I heard. Yeah.
Well, you were the one who bumped.
I guess, in fairness, I didn't ask him about Friday, but Friday is always like our pre-Packers stuff. So if we wanted to ask him about
Friday, you bumped Domofsky.
Well, then what do we do? And then we got to figure out where Domofsky goes. What if he can't do
it? It's
kind
of like the Packers offensive line. You do that sort of stuff, and look what happens. So we're going to hear from Homer from his own program, the wildly popular The Homer Hour. He does it with John Anderson once a week. He does it with Brian Bulaga twice a week. On Wednesdays, he's on his own, and Tim Van Voren and I join him as guests for segments. But he was hosting earlier this week, and, well, why don't you just hear what Uncle Homer had to say?
He got screwed to a degree, because if they had made the field goal, everybody would have said, me included, yeah, that was the stupidest play, but he still came back and got him the field goal. We can't say that because another part of the team screwed up. But look, you can win a Super Bowl with Jordan Love. You can, but you have to recognize in various situations he can make incredibly dumb plays, so you might have to limit him in some of those. It doesn't happen that often.
I was part of this discussion later on yesterday. I would say, first of all, that Jordan Love got a 20-yard pass interference penalty and a short pass the Tucker Craft turned into an 18-yard gain. Those yards count. They got in field goal range. That all matters. But let's not say that, well, he made up for the interception with a pass interference penalty and a Tucker Craft catch and run. He doesn't need you to make excuses for him. He knows he should have been better on that play. So that, I find, again, and I disagreed with Homer on that. The idea that Jordan Love is going to make a stupid play, I'm not on board with that. He made a mistake in that critical moment, no doubt about it. But I don't think he makes a ton of stupid mistakes. Like, I think his final pass in San Francisco in the playoff game was undeniably a foolish mistake. A big, huge trip to the NFC Championship game on the line mistake. I don't know if I can look back in his 39 starts that he's made in the playoffs and the regular season and say that he so regularly makes stupid mistakes that you have to create a game plan that you are mistake-proofing to try and keep the ball out of his hands when he could make a big mistake. What say you, Mark Tauscher?
I think what I said all week is how I feel. If it is, I trust Jordan Love to go make plays. He is going to make mistakes. He's still a young quarterback. But there's plenty of guys that will make mistakes. But if you need it, you go do it. This game, we didn't need it. Maybe on Sunday we will. Maybe Dallas's offense with some of their O-line beat up and their best receiver being out, maybe they'll score a bunch of points and you'll be looking at it like, we can't give Dak the ball back. And if that's the case, I trust you. Go do it. But it has to be – it's all situational to me. You don't pay Jordan Love the money that you did and put the belief in him if you don't think he can go make plays. But that doesn't mean you have to do that every time. There's different ways to win football games. This week is going to be different than last. And guess what? The next week's going to be different than that. And then every game has a different formula, and the great teams figure out what that formula is. There was a game, I think it was Tom Blankenbrady went into Buffalo, and he handed the ball off 30 straight times. Jalen Hurts doesn't throw for 100 yards twice. Everybody's ripping him, but whatchamacallit, Jones from Kansas City saying, y'all beat us, but this. And at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. Now, the great quarterbacks want the ball in their hands at the end, and they want to go make plays, and that's why they're great. But the great coaches figure out, yeah, no, that's great. I know Tom can do this. I know Josh Allen can do this. I know Jordan Love can do this. But you don't have to. You don't have to. And figuring that piece of it out is, I think, very important, especially in this new version of a defensive-led football team that the Green Bay Packers are going to be, at least as I see where their offense is right now.
Jesse, we've got two double trivia contestants that we need to get. What?
Kind of thought you'd give a meep right there.
Meep.
There's also, I don't know if we're going to get to this, but Zach Tom, not going to play Sunday. We already said that, but Adam Schefter kind of put that into the ethosphere as well, that he's not playing.
Not
right?
ethosphere. Not expected to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He did not rule him out.
Expected to play.
Mm-hmm. Matt LaFleur should be at the podium shortly. We'll see what he has to say.
Jason, he ain't playing.
About
he ain't playing.
Yeah.
Although, no I said play. Friday Tucker wasn't going to play.
You Tucker said Zach Tom play. Wasn't going to play, and he played.
Yeah, well, he shouldn't have.
Well, he shouldn't.
We can all agree on that.
I can only do so much, Jesse. My analyzing can be right, and it can still be wrong. Like in that
I can only do so much, Jesse. I'm trying to get teams to be able to pick their opponents in the postseason here.
This is a big day for you. Talking to Greeny.
I called him a genius who wouldn't be appreciated until after he's gone. Hopefully that's no time soon, please. Let's get to trivia.
What?
Well, what I gave my lengthy opinion, I ceded the floor to you, and then you like want what? You wanted more from me, or you just wanted a meep?
More from who?
Jesse, what callers do you?
Case for a meep.
What callers do you want?
Let's do caller 10 and caller 15.
Caller 10 and caller 15.
Why would you go 12 and 15 since the quarterbacks are the Mount Rushmores for Greeny?
Because,
well, what about four?
We
then?
Were just talking about Jordan Love. It was fresher on my mind. Caller 10.
Or 13 because they got 13 World Championships.
Tao, since you're not going to ask any of the six questions, why don't you pick the caller numbers that we take? How
13
about that?
And 15.
There it is.
Yeah, okay, well, that wasn't that hard. 13 and 15.
Right. Why 15?
Because the quarterback that's got the most championships is Bart, and that's why he got it. And as Greeny said, championships are what it's all about. That's how you measure things. That's why. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. Yep.
Caller 13 and caller 15 for double Wisconsin geography trivia presented by Cousin Subs. We believe in better. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Callers 13 and 15 will play after Tausch tells us about Tito's Vodka.
Indeed, and I love a lot of stuff, football, firing up the grill, and a solid cocktail in my hand. And it's always going to be Tito's. Whether it's a bloody to start the day, if I'm out golfing, you guys know I like the transfusions. If it's at the end of the day, a little nightcap. I don't know what I'm going to go with, but I do know this. It'll be Tito's in my glass when I do that. And besides having a great drink, Tito's also is great in the community, gives back in a big way, partnering with nonprofits, doing real good all across this great country, especially for our four-legged friends. So the next time you're raising a glass, make sure it's Tito's handmade vodka, distilled and bottled by fifth generation, and it is crafted to be savored responsibly.
Trivia's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
All right, it's time for trivia. Jerriad in the ESPN Madison YouTube comments suggesting should have taken caller 92 since Reggie was left off of Greeny's list, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, but Jerry, Jesse's been, I mean, he had to do 20 calls and listen to 20 people explain the
wrong. He did, yeah.
Wrong.
Take it tomorrow off.
I know you're being sarcastic, but that actually was pretty hard to do while also getting situated
even,
for
I'm
his
not
appearance
being overly
with us.
Sarcastic. Like, I'm being semi-sarcastic.
That was of the strenuous things I've done this week. That was one of the harder ones.
That's so funny because it's true.
Time now for trivia presented by Cousin Subs.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in-store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Oh, this can't be true. Is this true?
Oh, it's
not
true.
Not one, but two first-time contestants? That's amazing. Good thing we took caller 13 and caller 15 to make that possible. Let's talk first to caller 13. It is Sam in Milwaukee. Sam, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Welcome to your trivia debut. And caller 15 in Eau Claire, big in Eau Claire with News Channel 8. It is Robert in Eau Claire. Robert, good morning. How are you?
Excited to be out with you guys.
We're excited to have you. All right, so up north, Joe did three questions, and Jesse did three questions. Jesse put up north Joe's first, so that means, Sam, you will get up north Joe's questions, and that first question is this. Joe and Jesse go to a Brewers game and are meeting at a park and ride at the intersection of I-43 and Highway 164.
Putting all our business on the street, Joe.
In which Wisconsin city is this park and ride located?
He's got this. He's got this.
Okay, Sam. Good luck. Is it Big Bend, West Bend, or somewhere around the bend?
I'll say Big Bend.
Well done.
See, it wasn't too bad.
Question
I
one
said
from
West Bend. I would definitely
see, there
said
you go. Good thing Sam is from the Milwaukee area because I don't like someone from Eau Claire like Robert getting that one. I don't like his chances. All right. Robert, question one for you, sir, is this. What is the actual address of American Family Field in Milwaukee? Is it 1 Brewers Way, 82 Brewers Street, or 2025 Championship Road?
Oh gosh, hopefully after this year it's C, but I'm going to go with A.
You are correct. 1 Brewers Way. It used to be Miller Parkway, but they had to make a change there. All right, question two. Sam, the unfortunate final scene of the Black Hawk War, the Bad Axe Massacre.
Yikes.
Did you read these, or did you just copy and paste
them? Oh, no, actually did a little editing on a couple of them. Help out Joe.
Well, why are you acting so surprised by the first question?
Because it's one thing when you read it, then you say it. It sounds even worse than I thought it was going to sound.
All right. The Bad Axe Massacre took place on the Bad Axe River near present-day DeSoto. The Bad Axe River is a tributary of which major river?
Oh, my God.
Is it the Mississippi River, the Fox River, or the Wolf River?
Oh, man. I'll say the Mississippi.
I'm just going to say, the deck has been stacked against you thus far. And Sam, you've
answer.
Done very well. You are one bad axe trivia player. Question two for you, Robert, is this longitudinally. Which of these Wisconsin sports venues is located farthest west? Farthest west. Is it the UW Fieldhouse, the Resch Center, or Perkins Stadium?
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with A again on that one.
The UW Fieldhouse is correct. Well done.
Dang,
all right, Sam. Let's see what preposterous question. If those were the first two, imagine how hard the third one must be.
Might be some controversy around number three, but I'm letting it fly.
Oh, boy.
Make someone else look bad potentially here.
Well, you're saying that the correct answer may not be correct,
I'm
or what?
I'm saying there might be some controversy depending on how this goes.
Oh, dear. Okay. Sam, I'm going to just apologize in advance.
That's all right.
Which of these state parks is named after the first governor of the state, and that's in all caps, of Wisconsin? Is it Governor Dodge State Park, Perot or Perot State Park, or Nelson Dewey State Park?
Let's go with Dodge.
Oh, no.
Does that sound like controversy to you?
Yeah, so here's the thing.
Oh, boy.
If I was Tier 1 Tyler, I'd be super irritated.
Joe sent the questions and then said, actually, clarify its state of Wisconsin for the governor question. Henry Dodge was the first governor of the Wisconsin Territory.
Oh, it's got governor right in the name.
Yeah. So that's why state was capitalized, because he was the governor of the state of Wisconsin, not this the governor of the Wisconsin.
Well, what are you going to do? You giving him the entry or you're not?
Yeah, great question, old T.
We will review with the committee. We will put this one under review.
Who's on this committee?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay. All right, Robert.
Not Joe.
Robert, your question three, while this is being played under protest for Sam, is this. Which of these is the name of a real city in the state of Wisconsin?
Ooh, I like this question.
Which of these is the name of a real city in the state of Wisconsin? Is it golfer, runner, or bowler?
Jesse wrote these?
I wrote this one.
He did.
I'm going bowler then.
That is smart,
yes.
Savvy trivia work right there. Well done. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
The committee has spoken. We're going to give Governor Dodge to Sam in Milwaukee.
I'm in a wholehearted agreement.
Yeah.
If we were close to getting back on Spotify now, we probably won't.
I don't think whether we gave him that one answer correct or not will have any implication on whether we get on Spotify, knowing why we are not currently on Spotify.
It's not going to help. I'm pretty good about that. Won't help.
All right.
That's good. 6 for 6 today, huh?
Yeah, that was awesome.
With an
that
asterisk.
Was really fun.
But yeah, 6 for 6.
With an asterisk.
No,
yes,
with
indeed.
An ass. Asterix.
Axterisk.
A bad axterisk.
Bad axe massacre-risk. Sam, congratulations. You got what you deserve with that third question being accepted. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate
you. Hey, can I ask you guys a Packers trivia question?
Oh, yep. No.
Sure.
Are they yours or up
Packers
North Joe's?
Season? No. The answer is actually my buddy's grandfather, but who is the Packers' single-season interception leader? All time.
Your buddy's grandpa.
Yeah, if it's your buddy's grandpa. I was going to say Charles Woodson.
Willie Wood.
I don't think that's right.
Willie Wood.
Nope.
Willie Buchanan.
Nope.
Why don't you just tell us who it is?
We do give up, yes.
Great Irv Comp.
Irv Comp! You're right, I should have known that.
Come on, Jason.
Grandpa Irv.
You're supposed to know that.
Grandpa Irv, yes, indeed. Sam, thanks for playing. We appreciate you. Robert, the bowler.
Oh, Robert's got to have a Packer trivia question now, too. That's how this goes.
Robert.
No.
Robert, what do you got?
A Packer trivia. Boy, who was the defensive back who was pulled over the bench by Walter Payton in a game against the Bears and then got flagged a penalty for it?
Ken Stills.
Ooh. I think you're right.
Ken Stills is a good guess, but I believe it was Mark Lee.
Oh, Ken Stills was the one who hit Matt Sui an hour and a half after the play was over. Yeah. Regardless of either of those trivia questions, Irv Comp, Mark Lee, Robert, you got 3 out of 3 from Jesse's trivia. You have 4 entries as well. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Love you guys.
All right. That is double Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia, which was fun. I enjoyed that. And great to have 2 new contestants as well. It's also great to listen to Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks brings you exclusive access and untold stories about the greatest stars and moments in Bucks history. You can find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts, including Spotify. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher.
Lo Nelly is Bucks next. Plus is on Spotify.
Oh my God!
Why'd you do that, Jason? You are such a potster. He just can't help himself.
That's
man.
Not even in the
he
read.
He can't help himself. You know you're going to get this reaction. That's irritating.
More next.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Time now for Lo Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Lo Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Well, I hope you're all happy.
I hope you're happy now.
Robot umpires are coming to Major League Baseball next
year.
Let's go. Video assist will come for the 2026 season. It'll be part of a challenge system. Each team will have 2 balls and strike challenges where you can challenge it. And then if it is a successful challenge, you win it and you can keep going until you lose one. And they did this for the All-Star game to see how it would go. It was okay. I don't like it.
Is this your I'm a former umpire bias?
That's entirely showing? What this is. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, This has the potential to be what the pass interference challenge review was after that NFC Championship game a few years back. And everyone said, wow, that wasn't such a good idea. Let's not do that anymore. Has a chance to be in that ballpark.
Chance to have a chance?
Yeah. I'm nervous about this.
What are you nervous about?
I think it's going to slow down the game after they'd made strides to be successful in speeding up the game.
I thought it was
going to
last like 13 seconds.
Well,
Jocko's looking for that.
That's true.
Games are too fast.
I think it... I think it has a chance to have negative implications for younger officials who will be more ridiculed for having, incorrect calls and well, you don't have video assist at this level. How can you see it? Just like some of the other sports with replay. And I think there's a correlation between when replay really became a thing and as the abundance of officials has significantly decreased, because it's harder when you don't have any type of video assist at any level to be able to do it. But fans, parents, watch the games on Sundays, watch baseball games, and then think, well, the Little League umpires who are in eighth grade should be just as good as those umpires who actually have more tools and resources at their hand.
This isn't going to go down to Little League. This is going to be
that's
Major
my point.
League. And
yeah, probably. That's my point.
Yeah, What is your point? It pains me to say this. It really pains me to say this. I think Jesse brings up a really good point. I got a text from my buddy John Benson, who is a longtime college official. He did football. That's why I call him JB. Did basketball, did football. He sent me a note saying that the major conferences, because he's still really plugged into the officiating game, are having a really difficult time hiring qualified officials. Little or no pipeline of good young officials ready for the next level. Some of these guys shouldn't be doing Pop Warner games. It's going to be worse before it gets better. And I do think, Jesse, that I don't know if it's all because of the replay portion of the program, but there's no denying, because I am among the people that would say this. I love youth sports. I would love to help, and I would love to stay involved in it, even though the girls now have gone on to high school sports, and hopefully they get to do something in college because they both want to. But when they're done with all their playing careers, I would love to be more involved in youth sports still. But the hell if I'm going to become an official, I don't want to be being berated by parents. I have no interest in that. And I don't know if that's directly tied with the advent of replay, but man, bless your heart. You should go back into umpiring, because I don't, for somebody who's got as thin of skin as you, I'm surprised you enjoyed it so much. But it's, that was a compliment wrapped in a criticism. But I don't know why people do it. And we're lucky that they do. We should be very nice to them, even if they're bad.
Whoa, Nelly!
I want to get paid.
They do pay pretty well.
Yeah.
In large part because
hazard
they have
pay.
To.
Hazard pay. Yeah.
You want to make
well,
a lot
and
of-
now the good thing is a lot of these major league umps will be able to go down and start umping Little League games because there's going to be robots. That's the other thing.
Sure. If you want to make a lot of good money, be a high school certified umpire in a small community in the state of Wisconsin. You can get a lot of work.
I'll tell you what.
And they pay pretty
softball.
Well that way.
Softball umps make big time cash. Softball
umps. What is big time cash?
Like triple digits a game sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're making 100 a game.
For 2 hours of work.
Not even. Softball games are usually only an hour and some change. So,
not all,
if you're
but
good,
some triple digits.
No, it's yep.
Whoa, Nelly!
Brewers' magic number to clinch the number one seed in the MLB postseason.
What is today? Today's my last day.
Feel like you're expanding this ban longer than it actually is.
No, I'm
to
banned
be.
Yet. I'm banned till tomorrow. So you guys have at it.
Jason, how significant will it be when the Brewers, you'd think it's only a matter of time, they're 2.5 games up on the Phillies, and they own the tiebreaker, clinch the number one.
They get to pick their opponent?
No, you get out of here. Hey, get out of here.
You're not supposed to be talking right now. Did I see this correctly? The Cubs have not won since they clinched their playoff berth?
Yeah. That's just a few days ago.
Be that as it may, just
I don't think the Brewers have either. Am I right?
Yeah, it's close.
That's also true. Yes.
So just take the number one seed, and just get things ready for the postseason. Because I don't know about you, but I have a lot of people that care deeply about the Brewers. I want them to be successful. I'm starting to get a little bit nervous.
Polluted Maybe mindset.
It is polluted, no doubt about it.
5 days off. It's going to be a full reset whether they're hot or not.
It's true. You're right. You're right. As always, Jesse, you could not be more right. You,
what world are we living in? Jesse's always right?
I didn't know. I said you couldn't be more right. I'd say he was always right. That's definitely not true. Just like you're not always right on prize picks.
I think that's what you said. No, I'm not. But it is good to be right. Football season's here, and I got to tell you, Prize Picks has made every game even a little bit more fun. Thursday night, Sunday night, whatever it might be. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made simple, and it is simple to play more or less on at least two-player stat projections. If it's Jordan Love, if it's Josh Jacobs, Josh Allen, whatever it is you want to find, the end zone, rushing yards, passing, blah, 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 Prize Picks has it. And I love how quick and easy it is. You can set a lineup in less than a minute. You can get the option to stack a single player across different stats. And if you want to play it safe, go with the flex play. You want the big payout, you got to go power play. But no matter how you play, Prize Picks makes it fun all season long. Withdrawals are fast and secure. Apple Pay, Venmo, and more. That's why millions of fans are already on America's number one fantasy sports app. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI, you get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI for $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 play. Prize Picks. It's good
to be right.
To be right. Yeah, there we go.
I don't know what you're doing anymore.
He's trying to draw you offsides all the time. He's trying to be
I'm
Rogers.
Not 100% sure either.
Get the 12 men call.
Kind of leaving it up to chance. Leaving it up to chance.
We'll wrap things up. Next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Moments ago, saying the plan for Tom is for him to be day to day, and we'll see where he's at.
Aren't
we
all?
I believe you. I do believe Tausch when he tells us how much he loves Coors Light, though. That I do believe.
I do. Coors Light is brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill in those mountains on Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans. They're blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. Coors Light is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
All right. I am headed to Lambeau. We'll be back tomorrow. And then on Friday, live from Steinhoffel's on the Beltline in Madison. So be sure to be there. And Jesse, you'll be there.
Your random vacation
doesn't start until after that.
That's correct. I'll be out there. Hopefully there's some treats.
It's the only reason you're going. That's it for us today. Thanks to Mike Greenberg. Thanks to Brian Bulaga. And thanks to you for coming along for the ride with us. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.